question, why do some religions consider Vedic cultural symbols like Tilak as heretical when they themselves have their religious symbols like beard and other things? Answer. There is a radical disconnection between God and the world in the Abrahamic religions, especially Judaism and Islam. And the idea is that God cannot be represented by anything in the material world, because matter is so profane, so impure, that to depict God in any way through matter is considered to be an offense against God. It is an infringement on God's purity. And because God cannot be manifested through matter, so any expression that purports to depict God is actually not God but a competitor of God. And so therefore that has to be opposed. That's their idea. Now, of course, ultimately, anything that a person does, if we have to turn towards God in the world, we have to access Him through matter, because we live Him in the material world. That's why even Muslims, they will have a Kaaba and they will point in a particular direction when they do namaz, which indicates that we cannot worship God without having something to do with matter. But still, their idea is that when they have certain religious symbols, these symbols are not manifestations of God according to them. They are expressions of our faith in God. So, when Muslims wear a particular cap or keep a beard, at that time their idea is that these are the ways by which we express our faith. On the other hand, their conception is that when follows the Vedic tradition, wear tilak. So they just don't consider tilak to be a symbol of our faith. The tilak is also considered to be a manifestation of the divine. The tilak is considered to be the lotus feet of the Lord along with tulsi. So this is what they consider heretical, and their idea is very, in one sense, myopic, because the idea that God cannot manifest Himself through matter is, instead of actually protecting the purity of God, it limits the potency of God. Because it says that matter is so powerful that it can contaminate God. And that is definitely not correct. Nothing can contaminate God. Pavitranam pavitram yo. He is paramam pavitram. He is supremely pure. Nothing can contaminate Him. In fact, whatever He comes in contact with, that purifies it. That thing becomes purified. So when we wear tilak, tilak is never a competitor to God. Tilak is a means by which we remember God, we help others remember God, we express our faith to God. And not only all this, a tilak is also a manifestation by which God manifests in this world. And by placing His lotus feet on the forehead of the devotee as well as other bodily parts of the devotee. So in this way, we can understand that this sort of opposition is due to a poor understanding of the philosophy, due to a preliminary understanding of the philosophy where one thinks that God cannot have anything to do with matter. Thank you.